scripture is very clear on this, where it says in Ephesians 2, by grace you've been saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. It is not by works, lest any man should boast. Then it goes on to say, we're his workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works. But the good works follow a life transformed by the grace of Christ. They do not contribute to salvation. We do not in any sense earn anything that gets us to heaven. In fact, if we got what we deserved, there's a four-letter word for it. It's hell. You know, that's where we would spend eternity. So it's by the grace of God, and it's through faith. It's belief. It's trust in Him. And even that very faith is something that we get from God. And God, in His kindness, takes those who are lost. And as He said, Lazarus, you know, come forth. He calls us to a new life. And He gets the credit for it. We don't get the credit for it. You know, I guess I was a righteous enough person and a smart enough person that I could figure out, okay, yeah, all right, I'll go ahead and repent of my sins, which we certainly need to do. But I'll go ahead and repent in my own power because I saw things clearly. And so in a way, I sort of deserve heaven because I was smart enough to turn to Christ. Even that we don't get credit for. That's a work of God on our behalf. So I think if we recognize that we should never look for what we deserve, because what we deserve is hell, and we should realize that God offers us the gift of eternal life, and it is our responsibility to receive that gift and say, thank you for that gift, and God, I'm sorry for my sins, and thank you for dying for my sins on the cross. That's the substitutionary atonement. That's what Christ did on our behalf. It's all about Him and turning to Him and bowing my knee to Him as my Savior and my Lord. And that's the only way to go to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me.